I have been very much encouraged. Clearly so, there is a big improvement since I have taken part the last time, it was 2 years ago, in the ECOSOC meeting. I think it's also due to the new president of the ECOSOC, Mr. Kotarek, who gives it a special twist and he tries to give it a little bit of a new direction. And I think this is working very well. It was a good interactive process and a lot of new things came up.
When you say a lot of new things came up...
First of all, I'm encouraged in terms of concrete policy measures which have been presented here and discussed by the participants. I'm also encouraged as far as the future role of ECOSOC is concerned. And I think from the new trend and the new wind we can experience here now, that in future there might be indeed a significant role of ECOSOC within the global governance structure. And I could imagine a strong cooperation between G20 and ECOSOC, and thus giving ECOSOC more decision ability through the inclusion of G20 decisions, but on the other hand, giving G20 more inclusivity.
Is it fair to say the role of ECOSOC has been diluted a bit? And what are you hoping that their new role will be?
As I said, there is a possible new role in the global governance structure ECOSOC could play. I think ECOSOC, from its definition, would be very well placed to do that. And on the other hand, I think there is still a huge potential coming from ECOSOC in terms of providing independent analysis and policy measures and taking up from the discussions also the views and inputs from member countries. And this is a very specific element which can contribute to productive dialogue and to constructive processes in the way forward.
What do you hope the outcome of this will be?
It is clear that there's progress in the ECOSOC process. This is enough. I think this is the message I want to get across. Big stride forward, good improvements. And if we can maintain this momentum over the years, I think we will get somewhere. And what is also important, I think, is that now we hope that it's not one time per year event we have here together with the IMF, the bank, ECOSOC, UNCTAD and others of the UN family, but that there will be during the year continued dialogue and probably working groups so that what we have now heard and discussed can be further digested and elaborated to work out concreter steps how to go forward.